Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Daf Beis. We start the final Masechta here in Seder Moed as we think about everything we've been through since Shabbos. Shabbat Erevim Sachem Shkalim, Yom Sukkah Beitzah Rosh Hashanah, Tainus Megillah, and Moed Katan. And finally, now we have Maseches Chagiga, which really could be in Seder Kachim. The Rambam puts Chagiga in Sefer Karbanos, Silchas Chagiga. It's all about Karbanos, as we're about to mention in a second, but it is here because, obviously, it is brought on the Chagim. The Rambam starts off, Hilchas Chagiga, that there are three special Karbanos that there is a mitzvah to bring on Yantif. Three Karbanos, along with the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, going up, most Monei HaMitzvos count Aliyah Regel along with one of these Karbanos. They don't have four. Three Karbanos mitzvahs and one Aliyah Regel. Interesting, hopefully we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, at some point, which mitzvah the Rishonim put Aliyah Regel with. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf talks more about the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. But the Rambam says, based on a mishnah in Chagiga, Shalosh mitzvos asei nitztavu Yisrael b'chal regel mishlosha regalim. There are three mitzvahs asei that we are commanded to fulfill every yontif. Ve'elu hein. What are the three? Hari'iyah. What we call the olas re'iyah, to bring a carbon ola, related to the re'iyah of our being seen by Hashem, and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'iyah sheneamar yeira e'kol zechurcha. That doesn't just mean to be seen, it means not to be seen empty-handed, to bring a carbon ola. Ve'achagiga sheneamar tachog l'Hashem alokecha. And number two is the carbon chagiga, hence the name of the Masechta and the halachas of the Rambam. Carbon chagiga to bring, that's a shlamim. Ve'asimcha, and then shalmei simcha, another set of shlamim, sheneamar v'samachta b'chagecha. Three different psukim, three different karbanos. And the Rambam continues, ha-re'iyah ha-amur b'Torah, the carbon re'iyah that one has to bring, hu she-yireh mi-panav ba'azara b'yomram tavarishon shalchag, v'yavimo carbon ola, we paskin. Remember this from Maseches Beitzah, Beisham and Beisila, but we paskin, you bring the carbon ola on the first day of Yantif. First day of Pesach, for Erev Pesach is the carbon Pesach. The first day of Pesach is the Olas Re'iyah. All Klal Yisrael. We read the Mishnayos, how busy it was on the days of Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash, that they did the Trumas HaDeshen. If you remember, the Mishnah says in Yuma, on Yom Kippur, they did it by Chatzos, because it was going to be such a busy day. But on Yontif, they did it towards the beginning of the night, because the following day was going to be so busy, they had to start early. Everybody's bringing their Olos. And that's not it. But number one, everybody's bringing their Olos. Bein min ha'of, bein min ha'behema. To get back to that lashon, the Rambam says it could be a bird. The Kesef Mishnah does not show exactly where the Rambam got that from, that it could be a bird. Says most sources say it's got to be an animal, a non-bird. That's number one. Umishabala azar biyom rishon velo hevi ola. And if somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yontif and does not bring an ola, lo dayo shelo asa mitzvah saseh, not only did he not fulfill the mitzvah saseh of Olas Re'iyah, of coming, of Yira Ekel Zechorcha, Ella, and this is the Rambam's Chiddush opinion, which we'll get back to Mishnah later today, Ella Sha'avram, it says Lo Saseh. The Rambam links the mitzvah Saseh of bringing the Olas Re'iyah and the Lo Saseh of Velo Yira Ufanai Rekam. The Rambam links the mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing the carbon. And if I don't bring the carbon, it's not just a bitul asay, but I did something wrong. There's something wrong. And then the Rambam has a fascinating line. But you don't get malchus for this aveira. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash without your karban is no malchus. Why? Because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Wow. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash without a karban is a lav she'ein bo maisa? You came. You came, but you left something out. How is the Rambam describing a lav she'ein bo maisa? Fascinating discussion, hopefully, which we will, Be'ez Hashem, have to have. The Kadamari Kirkus tries to say, well, the Isser is only if you came and you left without, like you have time, you didn't have to come with it. What if you come, and then somebody brings it in for you, and then you bring it? So you didn't violate anything. So the moment that you came, you didn't really violate yet. It's only by the time that you left without it. So by the time that you left, though, you're already out. That's not called an avi. So he tries to work out the details. Either way, that is number one, that's the carbon ola. Number two, ha-chagiga ha-amura batorah. Carbon number two, the chagiga, hu she-yakriv shlamim, b'yantiv harishon shel chag, kishayavo lehera'os. Number two is the shlamim. So on the first day of Yontif, we also bring an ola and a shlamim. All of us, the hadavar yadua shein shlamim ba me'alaben ha-behema. The shlamim's got to come from a behema, not an oaf. V'shtei mitzvahs elu shehein re'iyah v'chagiga, ein hanashim chayavos bahem. Women are not obligated, based on a gemara later on, which we'll have to get to. Women are not obligated in the first two, ola and shalmei chagiga. Hasimcha ha'amura biragalim, the third karban, what we call Shalmei Simcha, Simcha, from Mesamachta B'Chagecha, who sheyakrev Shlamim Yeser al Shalmei Chagiga. That's more than the Shlamim, and we'll see that if you need it. Ve'eloein anikron Shalmei Simcha, shenemar v'zavachta Shlamim, v'yachalta Sham, v'samachta B'nei Hashem Elokecha, v'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. And this third carbon, the Rambam says, women are obligated in, and the Rambam goes, then it goes into the details about these three carbonos. But that's what the first half of this Masechta is about. It's about these three carbonos and related issues, Chagiga. That's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says here that this Masechta has three prakim, but two topics. The first topic is up until Daf Yud Ches or so, is about these three karbanos. And the second topic is going to be about Tumah V'Tahara. That's how we end off Seder Moed with discussions of Kachim and Taras. That's the end of this Seder. Why Tumah and Tahara? Because you have to be Tar when you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring these karbanos. So that's how the Masechta gets into the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Related to the third mitzvah is what we call Simchas Yantif. Right, we know there's these three mitzvot, three karbanos that we have to bring, but we also know it's a mitzvah to be happy on Yantif. What did we just speak about in the whole Maseches Moed Katan, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif breaks Avelus, the Mishnah said back on Daf Yutes in Moed Katan. Why does it break Avelus? A Tosfos, if you remember, said it's different than Shabbos. Yantif breaks Avelus because it's a mitzvah of Simcha, not just Oneg. That's what Tosfos mentioned, and therefore, you know, those two cannot coexist. So there's something deeper than just bringing three karbanos. The third mitzvah, the Shalmei Simcha, which is learned out from V'samachta B'chagecha, also has part of it just being happy, Simchas Yantif. There is a machlokas Rishonim. Is there a separate mitzvah of Simcha that's Deoraisa, separate from the karban? So that was the machlokas we mentioned between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, all Simchas Yantif is Drabanan. Sounds like from Tosfos. And that's what he talks about. Tosfos holds Avelus is Drabanan, Simchas Yantif is Drabanan, the whole playing field is equal. Drabanan, Drabanan. The Rambam is the opposite. The Rambam says that Avelus, the first day, is Daraisa, and Simchas Yantif, Bizman Hazeh, is Daraisa. You can't bring a carbon. But you can be happy, you can buy your wife jewelry, I could eat well, I could do things that make me happy. That's also Simchas Yantif Daraisa. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Yantif. Shivas Yimei HaPesach, V'shmonas Yimei HaChag, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. Well, there's only one more, Shavuos. Good question, why the Rambam doesn't just say Shavuos. He says with other Yomim Tovim. Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis, V'chayav Adam Lios Behen Sameach V'tov Leiv, Hu Ubana V'ishto Ubnei Beso, V'chov Hanilvim Elov. Everybody with me. Shenemar, v'sabachta b'chagecha v'gomer. Af al pi sha'simcha ha'amura kan, hi karbin shlamim. Even though the real meaning of this pasuk is the shlamim, k'mo sha'anu mevarin behilchas chagiga. Like, right, you have to learn the first parak in chagiga, as we just did. Yesh bichlal osa mitzvah, l'smoach hu ubanav ubnei beso, kal echad ve'echad kara ilo. But it's a mitzvah to have everybody in the family happy. Ketzad, he talks about giving the kids candies. In those days, it was nuts, right? Egozim u'migdanos klayos va'anashim konalan begadim v'tachshitim noim va'anashim ochlin basar v'shosa yayin mead and wine shein simchel b'basar v'in simchel b'yayin. But the Rambam says that means any mead and wine, not dafka shlomim meat, right? Basar v'yayin ukshu ochel v'shosa, and then the Rambam adds the crucial line: and when you're eating and having simcha, chayiv la'achil la'ger la'yasom v'la'almana. Imshar ha'aniyim ha'umlalim. You have to share the wealth, right? To give people less fortunate. And if we can't do that on Yantif, we have to do that before Yantif. Whether it's Moschita before Pesach or any Yantif, we have to make sure that those people who are less fortunate are also involved. Aval mi, says the Rambam, very strong words. Misha noel delasos chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of his fence and his house, va'ochel v'shosehu ubana v'ishto, ve'enu machlu mashkel aniyim. I don't make sure to give tzedakah beforehand. Ulamare nefesh, and to those bitter of spirit, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreiso. That's not simchas mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of your own stomach, says the Rambam. That's not v'samachta b'chagecha. V'aleilu nemar, he quotes some strong psukim from Navi related to this. So this is the Rambam about simchas yantif. But again, three karbanos, and we have simchas and we have Simchas Yontif. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the last simon in the fifth para, in the fifth chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. This is all the last point by way of introduction. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Chavtes, Mitzvas Yontif says Simchas Yontif, and he quotes Chatzi Lashem v'Chatzi Lachem, supposed to spend some time in spiritual pursuits, some time in physical pursuits. And then he says, "Chayav Adam Liyov Samech v'Tov Lev B'Moed Hu V'Ishto V'Chulu." And he continues quoting the Rambam. If you remember, we mentioned in the past the question of what is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah? What's the hardest mitzvah out of the, let's say, out of the mitzvahs I say 248? What's the hardest mitzvah? So the Brisker of once said, "Oh, the mitzvah is." He said, "Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, feeling like I went out of Egypt." That's pretty hard. I could talk about, I could give some great different Torah at the Seder, right? But to feel like I went out, that's really hard. I'm sitting here, I'm relaxed, I'm good. It's very hard. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you got to do it until I start falling asleep. And the Biskarov said, Shvuah, there's a minute to stay up. But Pesach, you have to stay up until I get that feeling. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's that. But the Vilna Gaon had a different idea. The Vilna Gaon said, what's the hardest mitzvah? Simchas Yontif. It says, to being happy for a week straight, every second, not being depressed at all, not being disappointed, not getting any headaches, right? When I'm on the road sitting in traffic with all of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, you know, I'm not going to get upset, right? My kids are all home for a week and the whole house is upside down. What? Simchas says, I don't know if the Gra really had those issues, but the Gra says it's hard for an entire week to be besimcha, straight, without any breaks. Says the Gra, that's the hardest mitzvah of the 248, right? It's easy to eat matzah. And to hear shofar even, and to read the Megillah. That's not one of the 248. But it's easy other mitzvahs. But Simchas Yontif is more challenging. But that is part of the mitzvah that we must do. Okay, here we go. Meseches Chagiga, as we get into the first half, as we mentioned, the two topics that Meiri says, the first half of the Masechta is about the Karbanos. It basically goes, if you want to have a marker, the first half goes till the Mishnah on Dav Yud Chesam and Beis, which starts talking about Tumah V'Tahara. Right, and then those second 10 blot, right, the myth, there's only 28 dafim in this, 27 dafim in this Masechta, and then we get into Yevamos. If you're keeping track on your calendar, at least in this cycle of the Daf Yomi, Yevamos starts the day after Yom Kippur. Right, the Monday after Yom Kippur, right in between. Say, so great, you want to put Yom Kippur into action, to take it from the conceptual to the Lamaisa, start Maseches Yevamos, right after Yom Kippur. Okay. Hakol Chayavin, Perak Hakol Chayavin. Hakol Chayavin B'Re'iyah. Everyone is Chayav in Re'iyah. Everyone is Chayav in Re'iyah. What does Re'iyah here mean? Everyone has to do it. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. On the surface, Rashi says, the mitzvah of Olah Regel. Everyone has to come up and be Olah Regel. Rashi on top. B'mitzvahs Re'iyahs Kol Zechurcha. She'tzrichim Lehisra Os Ba'azar B'Regel. Rashi says, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah of Olah Regel. Is there a mitzvah of Olah Regel B'zman Hazeh? So there are different hints in different Gemaras about this. Different hints. It's pretty clear that there's no real chiyuv to be Olah Regel. Is there a kiyum to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to go to the Kotel? As close as we could get, Bizman Hazeh. So there are different hints in the Gemara, but there's nothing really 100% clear. 100% clear. But many Achronim say that there is some type of a kiyum. Some type of a kiyum. There is a halachic issue brought up on Sukkos. On Sukkot, there's a chumrah of the Arach Laner that we mentioned back in Masechah Sukkah in terms of shaking a Ludalan Minim in the old city of Yerushalayim on Sukkot. That might be a din d'oraisa if you say that Yerushalayim has the din of Beis HaMikdash and there's a din of mitzvah of lulav d'oraisa in the old city. But that's it. That's separate from the mitzvah of Olah Regel. The mitzvah being Olah Regel, Bizman Hazeh, is a separate, and the Mishnah here says, though, at least Bizman HaMikdash, everyone was chayav in it. Tosfos does not think that this Mishnah is limited to the mitzvah of Olah Regel. Look at the context of all the Gemaras we're about to have. It's all about Karbanos. It's not just about who's chayav to be Olah Regel. Who's chayav in the Karban, Tosfos says. Who's chayav in the Karban? He says, before Yerushalmi here too. So if you look at the 10th skinny line in Tosfos, Al-Kei Nirol Rabbeinu Tam, Demasdisan Mairi B'Karban, Uba Azara. It's about bringing the Karban. That's what this is about, not simply relating to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So, Machlokas. Hakol Chayavin B'Re'iyah. Chutz, except for Mecheresh, Shota, V'Katan, v'tumtum v'androgynous, except for cheresh. We'll have to see what does cheresh here mean. A deaf mute, let's say, shote, someone who is mentally incapacitated, shkatan, a child, tumtum v'androgynous, tumtum, someone who we do not know whether he's a zachar or a nekeva, v'androgynous, somebody who has both signs of a zachar nekeva, v'nashim, women. We had that in the Rambam before. Two out of three karbanos, women are pturos from. So women are pturos. Va'avadim she'enam mishuchrarim. Avadim who are not freed. Nevin mishuchrar would be, seems like. Hachiger, someone who is lame, who cannot walk by himself. Vasuma, someone who is blind. And each of these will be learned out from Sukkim in the Gemara. Viachole, someone who is sick. Vahazakein. Umi she'enam yachol lalos baraglav. And someone who can't go up on his own. Somebody can't go up on his own. Interesting, one that is not on the list is someone who, if you say like Rashi, that's about Alila Regel, someone who lives in Chutz Laretz. Is there a p'tur for someone who lives in Chutz Laretz? Is there no mitzvahs? That is the day in Tosfos of getting a Psachim, where Tosfos has a day like that, because one of the Amoraim, if you remember the great story on Daf Gimel and Masechet Psachim, that there was a non-Jew who was boasting that he always got a piece of the Kuran Pesach, even though it's an Issa Daraisa. For a non-Jew, for us to give him. So he used to boast, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. So he said, you know, go tell them that you'd love a piece of the tail. That's the best part. My me'alya kasafulei. And the tail was burned on the Mizbeach, so basically he set him up, and he went there, and they realized who he was, and they killed him. The question is, why they kill him? Why was he chai misa? But in any case, the Gemara there says, ah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you're somewhere out there, but your net is spread out all over the world. Why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? It was Erev Pesach. But he was Derek Rechoka. Why wasn't he there? So Tosas has a couple of days. One day is, he lived in Chutz Laretz. Live in Chutz Laretz, you have a p'tur. That is a huge chiddush. But one of the rayas against Tosas is that it's not on the list here. Here the Gemara, the Mishnah lists. Who's not chayiv in Al Mitzvah Alila Regel? Who's not chayiv? It's not here. Misha Darba Chutz Laretz. But that is one hara. To get a little drush in, we've got to have a little drush today. Hakol Chayavin Bere'iyah. If you look in the Margolius Hashas here, quotes from some of the Baal Shem Tov. Some of the Baal Shem Tovs. Haroe Mishuhu Sha'avar Al Aveira. If I see somebody doing an Aveira, if I happen to be in that spot, that is a reflection that maybe I have some Shaychus to that Aveira. And maybe I have to improve in that Aveira too. Kol Chayavin Bere'iyah. Right, Kol Chayavin, you know you're Chayav Bere'i if you happen to see something. Or he quotes from the another one of the Majitza Rebbe, Pirish, Kol Hischayvus HaAdam Lefnei HaMakom Baruchu. All obligations, all situations that we get, many situations that we get into in life, it's all because comes from what we've been looking at. Hakol Nitzbach Min HaRe'iya She'ena Shomer Es Hoenayim Ve'ayin Ro'eh Ve'Lev Chomed Ve'Kli Maisa Gomrim. As we know from Velos Asurach Ve'Lavavchem Achreinechem, Aval Shomer Es Einav Azay Abol Atar Masayin Oso. All chiyuvim in our life come from Hakol Chayavim Bere'iya. Comes from we have to make sure that we are guarding our eyes in the most appropriate way. So these are the people that are pater from Re'iya. Let's get back for a moment to the Rambam. Remember, Rashi says the mitzvah that is being referred to in the Mishnah is Alila Regel. Tosfos says what's being referred to in the Mishnah is the Karban. The Rambam that we just mentioned before links those two. If I don't bring a Karban, then even my Alila Regel is tainted. That was the Rambam Shita. I'm a Vatel and Aseh, and I get a Los Aseh. That's the Rambam Shita that he links the two. And the question is, where does the Rambam get this from? And there seem to be later on, we'll get to certain people who are chayiv in one and not in the other. Might be chayiv in the mitzvah of Alila Regel and not in the mitzvah of Karban. That's the Turi Evans question. Turi Evan Hiksha, or we'll back to the Shagas Aryeh. Turi Evan on Nisachas Lagiga. The Turi Evan asks, Demisha Nira Bazar, the Rambam says, if somebody comes into the Azar and doesn't bring a Karban, not only is he Mevatel the Losa, does he violate the Losa say, but he's Mevatel the Asay. So ask the Turi Evan, Hech Mishkachas Lios Chayiv, Bi Re'ias Panim, Veloba Karban. There are people who are going to be Chayiv in Alila Reka and not Chayiv in the Karban. According to the Rambam, they're linked. So how do you ever have the two? How do you ever have them linked? So says the Sfas MS here. Again, there are other answers. We'll just suffice it with one right now. Avalididi lavdochiki tahare tam harambam hi delo matzinu mitzvah sheyihia aveira. Says the Rambam, the fact that they're linked doesn't mean you have to be chayiv in both of them. It just means if you are chayiv in both, and you violate one, then the other one's also tainted. Because you can't have an act that is an aveira on the one hand and a mitzvah on the other hand. Kind of like mitzvah ba aveira. If you're only chayiv in one, okay, you're only chayiv in one. But if you're chayiv in both, then they're linked. That's how the Sfas Emes reads the Rambam. V'kivan da Torah amra, v'lo yira'u fanai reikam. Since the Torah says that, imkein, kishenira reikam, lo kiyam bazeh mitzvah sriya. If you come empty-handed, you're not making the mitzvah. V'asa aveira. V'aveira e'efshar b'shimpanim lihios mitzvah. That's his lashon. Imkein, hani, to peturin mikarban, delo avra aveira shaper kimu a mitzvah. If you weren't commanded, that's fine. Just because they're linked doesn't mean, says the Sfas Emes, that they always have to be linked in every case. They're only linked where a person is chayiv in both of them. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Who is, everyone is chayiv except for these individuals. Ezel katan, back to the Mishnah. Who is a child? Who is called a katan in this regard? So it's not a katan in the normal sense. Not 13 years old. What? Who? Less than 13. Tanakama, Mishayin Yachol, Lerkov, Aktefav, Shel Aviv. Whoever is too little to even go on his father's shoulders. V'la'alos mi'Yerushalayim l'Harabayis. Divrei Beishamai. And to go up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, that's Beishamai Shita. As long as you can go on your father's shoulders, then you gotta go. You have to go, you have a chiyuv, he's chayiv in mitzvahs. Obviously, mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch, it's a mitzvah for me to take him up there. That's Beishamai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, he says, he's a little more meiko, a little older. Little older. Kol she'eino yochol le'achoz biyado shel aviv, v'la'alos b'Yerushalayim l'Harabayis. If you can't hold your father's hand and walk up yourself. Right? Basil says, if you go on the shoulders, that's not old enough. Right? You have to be able to walk by yourself, holding one's father's hand. Shene'emar shalosh regalim. As it says regalim, regalim means the holidays, but also, as we know, it means regal. It means the foot. There's a lot to say on that line, but let's just first finish the Mishnah. Beishamei omrim. According to Torah law, there's no shear given for the karbanos. How much do the animals have to be worth? Beishamei omrim ha-re'iya shtei kasef. The oles re'iya has to be worth 2 kasef. Again, this is all midrabanan shiurim, Rashi points out. The re'iya is worth 2 kasef. Va'chagiga ma'a kasef. And the chagiga is worth half of that, 1 ma'a of kasef. Ubeis hillel omrim ha-re'iya ma'a kasef va'chagiga shtei kasef. Right? The opposite. Again, it'll all be learned out from Psukim, as we will see. 2 ha'aris. Number one is a Rashi. The Achronim pick up here on a Rashi. Rashi says here, obviously a katan is not chayiv to do it himself, but there's a chiyuv of chinuch. Look at the fourth skinny line in Rashi. Hitilu chachamim al aviv. I'll go back one line, I'm sorry. Avo bishinu chayim in haTorah. Hitilu chachamim al aviv va'al imo. L'chan cho b'mitzvos. A huge discussion in the Mefarshim, whether a mother is obligated to be mechanech her child. A father is, for sure. What about a mother? I mean, the question really is, does the mitzvah of chinuch flow from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That's the real root. Is it connected? If it flows from Talmud Torah, then obviously it's connected to a man who's chayiv in Talmud Torah. A woman, obviously, is very important. She's the Akeres Habayis, and she gets schar for all of the everything that she puts in. But is there a chiyuv per se for the mother related to the mitzvah of chinuch? And that is a question. Question in the Rishonim. Rashi says beferish yes. At least this mitzvah. At least this mitzvah. Rashi seems to say yes. If you look in other Rishonim, just to quote one other Rishonim, look in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma on Daf Pei Beis. There he quotes the opposite. He says lo chinuch shayach chinuch lo shayach elo ba'av. Abba ba'adam acher lo shayach bechinuch. And also he says regarding mother. Also, he says, what about the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah? Some of you might be thinking about that. Hilni Amalka is sitting in the Sukkah with all of her kids, all of her younger kids. There must have been a father there also. Shema hayalahem av, v'chinchem b'kach. V'yafidlo hayalahem av, haysa mechancham l'mitzvah ba'alma. Meaning it's a great idea. She should. But it's not the same chiyuv per se as the father. But that's a crucial Rashi to pick up on the Rashi says, va'al imo, v'al imo too. And one final point, and then we'll start the Gemara. And that is, it says here that the father, right, has to, the shir is to go up to Yerushalayim and to go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. Chazal tell us that Eretz Yisrael is the highest land. Gavoa mikol haratzos, and Yerushalayim is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. And the question that we have is that it's not true. Not true according to what we see. Right? It's not the highest. Even, I mean, it's not the mamish the highest. Remember, David HaMelech looked for the place to build the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the stories in Navi, and the Gemara elaborates on this in Zachim, and he didn't even know. David HaMelech was going to build it in Ein Itim, which is higher. And Hashem says, no, it's got to be a little lower. Like shoulders, being seifav shachin. So the head is a little lower than the shoulders. That's why it's a little lower. But either way, it's higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Asked the Radvaz, already 500 years ago. The Radvaz asked, but it's not true. The Radvaz lived in Egypt for a while, but then he came to Yerushalayim. We discussed that the Radvaz comments on the Isser and the Rambam to live in Egypt. The Radvaz discusses how he lives in Egypt and how the Rambam lived in Egypt. But he says at the end of that Radvaz, Baruch Hashem, now I'm in Yerushalayim. But he asked in a tshuva. Ravaz in tshuva tafresh lametes sha'alta mimeni to mikroi mashma da harabayis va'amikdash gavoa miyerushalayim v'hachi amrina nami kol katan sheyachol lechos biyado shel aviv v'la'alos miyerushalayim laharabayis our Mishnah aviv chayav la'aloso. Right, that's what it says. V'hachi amrina bizvachim, that he wanted to build it in an Itim, that was the highest, and he went a little lower. V'yatani roeh, shi gavoa meharabayis, mikol svivos habayis, chutz v'sad adoro, masher sham, emek Yehoshaphat. V'sham lo haya binyan. So, the Radvaz says, it's not so clear that it's higher. Right, emek Yehoshaphat, it's right there, right by all, where everybody's buried over there, by the Kfaris. 500 years ago, the Radvaz was there. He says, how do I work out the topography with what Chazal say? Tshuva. Da, ki beis dvarim garmuze. There are two events that explain why the Metzius is as such. Number one, vahu ki bios ha'akum kavshu asabayis kama pa'amim. Many times other nations have overrun and ransacked and demolished harabayis. Umisinasam oso aru aru ad hayasodba. They destroyed the mountain. They destroyed the mountain. Va'od kidei shalo yeh gavoa mimakam shalahem. They didn't want Harabayis to be so high, right? They wanted to wipe out any remnant of history. Arayomazeh, trying to wipe out any remnant of archaeology that there was ever a Beis HaMikdash there. Right? They'd taken off all the artifacts from Harabayis. Right? Arayomazeh, they were doing it 500 years ago. But not only did they do that, they dug. They dug to make it lower. That's why it doesn't look like that, says the Radvaz. Because they did it. Ulafisha amakom madron, and also because it's a slanted, it's on a mountain. Hagishamim hayu shotfin mideshana bishana es ha'afar shayatichalach. There's always layers that are lost because of the rain takes it down. Umalichen oso ache shval karkos harabayis vegam malchei ha'akom ayuchofrim kedil legalos yisodas habayis levnos aleihem chomas habayis. So there's a lot. There's reasons. Gam Yerushalayim nechrava kama pa'amim Yerushalayim umapolis habatim nasatel uberova yamim nechbash hamakom ahu v'nasa karka ubano lehabatim v'char ben arbei pa'amim. He says v'chein timsa hayom binyanim tachas habatim. Right, v'afilu im yachru ba'omek liyagila karka besula. Right, they build their houses up on Arabayas. Right, we see that the whole Arab quarter, right, is built right there. So says the Radvaz, that's why. Can't get any kashas. Oh, it's not higher. It was higher, but in David HaMelech's days, right. That's why the Mishnah says lalos to go up. But you know, since then, for various lamaisa reasons, it is not as high as we wish it would be. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Gemara. Hakol asuye mai. Whenever we have title lines in the Mishnah, we always coming to include something. So everybody is chayiv except for these 10 people. So who is included in everybody? So a couple of suggestions that we have. Number one, la asuye mi shechesye eved lechesye ben chorin. Somebody who is half eved, half free. How do you get that kind of status? So a couple of ways. The simplest way is that if an eved is owned by two different people, and one of the adons, one of the masters, frees his Eved, so now he is half. Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin. Number one. They say he's included. So he is Chayiv in Riyah because of his Tzad Chayrus, because of the half of him that is free. Ula Ravina, Da'amar Misha Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin, Patum in Ariyah. But according to Ravina, who says that this type of person is Pater, so then you're stuck. Hakol Asuyemai. So what is Hakol including in that case? So says the Gemara, another suggestion. La Asuye Chiger Biyom Rishon V'nispashe Biyom Sheni. What if somebody is Pater on day one and then gets healed on day two? So on day one, when there was Chalos HaChiv, when the Chiv kicked in, he was Pater from Re'iyah. 2 days later, he becomes Chayiv. So that's what the Mishnah is including. He is Chayiv. He's Chayiv as long as he becomes Chayiv sometime on Yontif. You might ask the same question by other, by the other people on the list. What about the Minchas Chinuch asks? What about a katan who's niskandel on Pesach? Right, a katan who becomes bar mitzvah. One of my kids, one of my sons, was born on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right, so that year, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of years, right, is he going to be Be'ez Hashem? Hey, everybody, Beis Hamikdash, we'll have Beis Hamikdash by then, right? So is he going to be chayv in Olei L'Regel that year? Okay, I got to bring him up anyway. So what if actually it's not going to be bar mitzvah? I take that back, right? It's going to be bar mitzvah for the real chiyuv. But you can go. What if a child goes from not being able to walk with holding his father's hand to being able to walk with his father's hand, right, on Chol HaMoed? Right, so what's the halacha? Is a katan like, how do we look at a katan's chiyuvim, says the Minchas Chinuch? Is a katan chayiv, but you know what? He has a ptur because he's a katan. Or do we say, no, he's not chayiv at all. It's not a chiyuv with a ptur. He's not chayiv, period. Another nafkamina might be, in terms of a katan's chiyuvim legabedini mamanis, discussion of Baba Kama. What happens if a child breaks something? Does a child have to pay? A child has no money. A child is allowed by das. So okay, so the parent has to pay. But what happens if the parent does not pay, then the child gets old enough, now he's 13. Does he have to pay for something that he did when he was a child? The discussion in the Rishonim already. In the Rishonim, Baba Kama. Do we say that a katan has a Maisa Avera with a Ptur? Has a recognized Maisa with a Ptur? Or he doesn't even have a Maisa yet? So here too, you might ask the same question by a katan, but the Gemara has it by a Chiger. So this is the person who is Chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Says the Gemara, this is good according to the opinion. We're going to have this Gemara later on. In a week from now, by the Shema Daf Tes. If you say that every day is a makeup for the previous day, then you could say that this person is chayav on Aliyah L'Regel. Meaning, if on day five, if I miss day five, then I can make it up on day six. If I miss it, every day I could be Ola, be a Ola Regel, but every day is looked at as a makeup for the previous day. So then, that opinion holds that every day has a chiyuv, per se, and therefore it's a makeup. But if you say that no, everything goes back from the first moment. Every day is a makeup for the first moment. So if I wasn't chayiv at the first moment, I'm pater totally. Doesn't matter if I become chayiv on day three. Doesn't matter. I wasn't chayiv at the first moment. Mashal ma'adavar dome. Right? Let's say somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, is an onein. We discussed this back in Moed Katan. And their relative dies on Friday. And the burial isn't until Sunday afternoon. Right? So right after the burial, they have to make up shachris? Two minchas? No. They weren't chayiv. They weren't chayiv at that moment. Even though we have a concept of tashlumin, but it's tashlumin for the moment that you were pater, and therefore there's no chayiv. It's not like havdalah, where the Shulchan Aruch says, I got to make Havdalah. Because Havdalah is not a makeup for then. Every moment is a chiyah for Havdalah until Tuesday afternoon. That's different, tefillah and Havdalah. So that's exactly what we're saying here. If you say that it's a chiyah every moment, so then fine, I can say that he's chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel now. But if you say, it's Tashlum D'Rishon, he should be Patur. So the Gemara says, another suggestion. Ela kol asuye ma'ay, la asuye suma ba'achas me'enav. Including someone who is blind in one eye. The Mishnah later on says, exclude someone who is blind in two eyes. He is pater from Aliyah L'Regel, as we'll learn now, because it has to be has a lot to do with Re'iyah. But what if you're blind in one eye? That's not clear in the Mishnah. So maybe that's what's being included. Somebody who's blind in one eye is chayiv. Udolo ki aitana. And it's not like the following opinion who argues. Itanya, Yochanan ben Tahabai Omer Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Suma ba'achas me'enav pater min ha're'iyah. Someone who is blind in one eye is pater from being Ola Regel. Shene'amar yeira'eh yir'eh. Kiderech, we darshan. Yeira'eh is how we read it. But it could also be read as yir'eh. Right? This is in the sugya in Sanhedrin of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemisora. So it's yir'eh, yeira'eh. So we compare the seeing and the seen. Kiderech sheba lir'os kach ba lira'os. Huge discussion in the Rishonim. What does this line mean? We'll just go with one of the Pshatim. Kederek Sheba Liros, just like Rashi's Girsa. Rashi adds in a Chaf. Kederek Sheba Liros Cha, just like Hashem comes to see you, Kach Ba Liros. Sosu, you need to come to see him. What does that mean? Ma Liros Bishtei Einav, just like he, Hashem Kavayachol, comes with complete vision. Doesn't have eyes, but he comes with a complete vision. Ach le'ra'os b'shte'inav. So to the mitzvah is only when you have complete vision. And that's why there's a patur for someone even who only is blind in one eye. Still, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita against this suggestion that it's included in the Mishnah in the Hakol Chayavin Bira'iyah. That is Deya number one. Just also, I mentioned there's only going to be one Jewish today, but really there's going to be two Jewish. There's a thought that's mentioned by the Avodas Yisrael, who says, quotes the Tikkuni Zohar, Ki asuma ba'achat meina patum in ari'iya, ki ha'adam tzarech lefkoach einayim. We have, every Jew has two eyes. We have one eye focusing on Gavlus HaBorei. We have one eye focusing on Shiflus HaAdam. Right? What's called Slobotken Navardik. What's called focusing on the greatness of Hashem or the lowliness of man. And we can't have one without the other. Because if we have one without the other, then we just won't succeed in our Avodas Hashem. And says the Avodas Yisrael, that's, if somebody is Suma Bachas Me'enav, they're Patu Min Ariya. They're not getting the message of Avodas Hashem. Ha'echal l'istakal gavus habori baruchu v'rtzono b'avodas shokhani k'boti chomer v'ashini l'izkar katnus atzmo v'chulu. Right, we have to have the balance of that. Right, v'anochi yafar v'efer, or, right, the quote from the various fill in the blank, Reb Levi Yitzchak, or Yisrael Salanter, right, they used to have two takim in their pockets. On one of them it said, v'anochi yafar v'efer, I'm a nothing, and the other one said, different pshatim, adamel akel, right, I could be like Hashem, something about the greatness of a person. Either way, that's the balance that we have to have, but that's the shteinai. Good. Says the Gemara v'yaseima, six lines up. La'olam kedamri me'ikara. Maybe go back to what we said earlier. We could have the earlier answers that chetzi avid v'chetzi ben chorin. That's the suggestion. It was a kakasha l'cha had Ravina. I, Ravina, held otherwise, that a chetzi ben chorin and chetzi avid is pater. Lo kasha, kaba mishnah rishon and kaba mishnah achrona. It depends. There was originally a machlokas beis shammai and beis hillel, and then later on beis hillel was moded to beis shammai. So maybe the... What was the machlokas about? Whether we force the master that still owns the eved to free his eved. So originally, Beis Hillel says we don't force, and therefore this guy is still a chatzi, and therefore he's in a state that he could be still an eved. But once Beis Hillel was moded to Beis Shammai, that we forced him to get freed, so it's ki'ilu he's freed already. Look at the last line of Rashi: v'havile ki'ilu mishuchrar kfar. That's a key line in Rashi. It's as if he's freed already, since we're going to force him to free his Eved, and at that state he's chayef, because he's really a free man already, because we're going to force him. So where is this context? The following, Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, Misha chayef Eved v'chesi min chorin, somebody who's half and half, Oved es rabo yomecha, ves atzmo yomecha, divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, he works for himself Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he works for his master Monday, Wednesday, Friday, no problem, half and half, divrei Beis Hillel. Omrulahem Beis Shammai says, no, you can't have that. Tikantem es rabo, es atzmolo tikantem. Fine, this might work for his master, to have a part-time worker. But there's a big problem regarding himself. Why? Who was he supposed to marry? Lisa shivcha eno yachal. He can't marry a shivcha, because he's half free. Baschorin eno yachal, he can't marry a free woman, because he's half eved. Li batel, not to marry anybody. V'halolo nivra ha'olam elapir v'ribya. The world is created for Purvu. Shenemar lo sohu bara lo sheves yitzara. The world cannot remain desolate. So therefore, what says Beis Shammai? Ela mipnei tikkun ha'olam kofin, because to fix this situation, kofin es rabo va'osan oso ben chorin. You force the master to free him. V'kosev lo shtara chatzi damav, and he gives an IOU to the master. For whatever time that he had left, he gives an IOU. So Beis Shammai says, that's what you have to do. And what does the Mishnah end off by saying? V'chazru Beis Hillel, lahoros kedivrei Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel was moved in the end to Beis Shammai. So, originally, Beis Hillel said, an Eved is an Eved. He's chatzi Eved, and therefore he will be putter from Re'ia. And that's what the Ravina was referring to. But the Mishnah, our Mishnah might be referring to the Mishnah Achrona, after Beis Hillel is moded to Beis Shammai, and he's going to be free, and that type of person already somewhat has the status. Amazing. Because Beis Din says he needs to be free, so we consider him free already, and therefore he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. There are about six big discussions right here in the Rishonim on this last discussion that we have, just to mention them, and you feel free to go further in the discussions. Number one, Tosfos here asks, he can't marry a shivcha, and he can't marry a bas chorin. What a pruvu! It sounds like from the Mishnah that if he would be able to marry a shivcha somehow, that would be okay. If he could marry a shivcha, then we wouldn't enforce. He just can't marry a shivcha. If he'd marry a shivcha, the kids aren't Jewish, so how would that be good enough for the mitzvah? Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody has a child with a non-Jewish mother, the child's not Jewish. There's no mitzvah puravu. Yes, there is a discussion in Yevamos. What happens if a non-Jew converts? And he already had children while he was a non-Jew. Was he already yotze the mitzvah puravu? But that's non-Jewish parents, non-Jewish kids. Fine. But a Jewish parent, chas v'shalom, the kids aren't related. Right, so that's a big discussion. Tosfos has in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. That is one discussion. So Tosfos there says, it doesn't really mean mitzvah. It means it would be enough for us not to force him to get freed. Because he's at least bringing biological kids into the world. Wouldn't be the mitzvah, but that's one discussion. Number two, Tosfos here asks, look at Tosfos Lisa, the second Tosfos Lisa, on the fourth wide line. Tosfos says, how about Asi Dochalosa say? How about Asi Dochalosa say? Why don't we say the Asay of the Isser of marrying a Shifcha, it's an Isser Daraisa, Lo Yia Kadesh, why don't we say, let him marry the Shifcha, the Mitzvah Puravu, or Lo Sheves, which is the Mitzvah Darabano, we don't have the Lo Sasei of Lo Yia Kadesh. So Tosfos says two days. Number one, you never say Asi Docha Lo Sasei if you have another option. You have another option here. Force the Adon to free. So Asi Docha Lo Sasei is only if you're forced. You don't have a choice. There is a Tzara'as spot on the foreskin of a baby. And you have to do prismila. And there's an isser to cut off a tzara'a spot. Okay, you don't have a choice there. But here you have a choice, number one. Number two, Tosfos says, it's not at the same moment. Asi dochalosa say is only when it's at the same exact moment. But if the losa say comes first, so then there is no. So here too, the tchilas bia, you're already violating the isser. Every isser, gili arayis, is already at the tchilas bia, when the whole act starts. Puravu, right, there's not going to be impregnation until Sofbi, according to Chazal. And therefore, it's not at the same moment, and therefore, it's not Be'idna, as it's called, so no Asi Docha Lo Sasei. Another discussion. A third discussion. Tosfos here again says, so on these last few couple of lines here, isn't there an Isser Daraisa to free one slave? La'olam bohem tavodu. This is Isser Daraisa. So you're doing one Aveira to save him from not doing a mitzvah. So why do we do that? Lola Mam Tavodu is an Isser Daraisa. So Tosfos here says, better for you to do a little Aveira and not have him miss out on a huge mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says. Nichalan de Levit Harav Isura Zuta, but lo Levit Avid Isura Rabba. Right, Tosfos is now having a hierarchy of lo sases. Right, don't we say in Pirkei Avos, don't measure mitzvos, but the Rishonim already say that. That only applies to the mitzvos I say we shouldn't measure. Lo sase, of course, we have. Skilas, krisus, misas bezdin. But that's what Tosfos says. The other answer to that question, the beautiful answer, is given by the Ramban. The Ramban is that la'olam behem tavodu only applies when it's for nothing. You're not allowed to free your slave for nothing. But if there's a good purpose you're freeing your slave, then the isser falls away. Why does the Ramban say this? Remember that Gemara in Brachas? That they walked into shul, there were only 9 men. They needed a tenth man. So what? Rabbi Elazar freed his slave. Yes, the Gemara, what is going on here? La'olam behem tavodu. Mitzvah derabim shiny. It's a mitzvah. What do you mean mitzvah derabim? It's still an isser daraisa, and it's not even asa dochalosa say. The losa say goes first. First you free your slave, then you get a davo with a minion, whatever mitzvah that is. So the Ramban says no. What the Gemara really means to say is that when there's a mitzvah derabim, there's no loyal amam tavodu. The whole isser falls away. The isser is to free your slave for nothing. But if there's a good reason, right, what's a good reason? Either so you can have a minion, or so the Eved can get married. Those are good reasons. And the final issue brought up, which we're not going to mention now, because there's a lot more. Again, there's so much here, is that when the Mishnah says, he has to do Puravu, which Pasuk should the Mishnah quote? Shenemar Puravu. It quotes this Pasuk in Yishayo, which is the basis of the mitzvah derabanan to populate the world. Puravu is a mitzvah daraisa to have a boy and a girl. Lashevis is every child after that is a kiyum of Lashevis. So why does the Gemara, the Mishnah, quote the Pasuk in the Torah? Right? So again, Tosfos asked that. As if, that if it was Puravu, we wouldn't force the Eved. We wouldn't force the Adon to free the Eved. Only because of Lashevis Yitzara. That was Rabbi Yosef Engel's Chiddush. That also we mentioned many times. Not recently, but that is in where he has it in Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Gimel. Puravu is a more Maiso-oriented. Lashevis Yitzara is more result-oriented. When you have a mitzvah that's more maiso-oriented, if you're ba'ones, Hashem can still give you credit for it. Okay, I'll give you credit. You want to do it, you're ba'ones, I'll give you the credit. If it's result-oriented, Hashem can't give us the credit. If our car broke down going to be mevaker cholim, we never got there, we can't get the credit of doing biker cholim. Hashem's not going to fault us, but we can't get the credit. So that's the chilek, he says, between Puravu and Lasheves, why Lasheves is quoted here. Okay, this takes us through that section. By the way, I forgot to mention, there is a discussion in the Achronim, why isn't there a bracha on the mitzvah of Alila Regel? Right, every time there's a Shteh Bracha, you get the Beis HaMikdash, unless you have it in mind by Yontif. But the mitzvah of Shechianu on Yontif, maybe that's in mind. But there is a discussion in the Achronim why there isn't a bracha on the mitzvah of Alila Regel. Okay, let's continue. Chutz b'cherishot v'katan chulu. So, everybody's chayv except for these people. K'tani, cheresh, dumya, deshote v'katan. All three are always put together. Cheresh is similar to shote v'katan. Ma shote v'katan d'la b'nei deya, just like shote v'katan, are not b'nei deya. They don't have das in halacha. Av cheresh d'la bar deyahu. Also, the cheresh that we're talking about must be one that does not have das. So, what does cheresh mean? V'kamash malan kiditznan cheresh shedibru chachamim b'chol mako she'eno shomei avinu madaber. We're talking about a deaf mute. A deaf mute is the cheresh that is being referred to in the Mishnah. And Chazal, in the days of Chazal, also they didn't have ways of testing. But in the days of Chazal, the assumption was a deaf mute did not have das. It's impossible to be a deaf mute and have mental capacity. That's what they said. There's a big discussion. They know to be Yehuda. What about 1800s? They're able to test. They know that they have some das. Does the halacha change? Because we know we could have ways of testing and communicating with them, even though they can't talk and they can't hear. But either way, this is Shenem Shmei Avinu Medaber. But Mashma Ha Medaber Avinu Shmei Shmei Avinu Medaber Chayiv. Mashma, if the Mishnah is only referring to a Cheresh, who is both a deaf mute, Mashma, that if somebody only has one of these disabilities, so then they'd be Chayiv in Alila Regel. Tanin Allah the Tanur Abana, and that fits into the following. The Tosefta says, a Medaber Avinu Shomea Zehu Cheresh. Shomea Avinu Medaber Zehu Ilem. Zev is zeh, harin kepichon l'chol divrehem. If one is only has one without the other, so then they're chayiv. They're chayiv in mitzvahs. If somebody is only deaf and somebody who's only mute, so then they're chayiv in mitzvahs. That fits into this interpretation that we just said. Says the Gemara, umi mai demedaber veino shomei ozeo cheres shomei veino medaber zeo ilaim. How do I know that these are the names given to these individuals? Dechsev, because the pasuk says it to Hillel. Vani kecheresh lo eshma, a cheres someone doesn't hear. Ukeilaim lo yiftach piv. An Elam who does not open his mouth. Number one, V'ibayaseima, or Kedamrianshi, Fikapsukim, like people say, Ishtakil Milule, right? His words have been taken. His words have been taken from him, and that is Nitzal Dibura, that's what Elam stands for, right? Aleph, and Alamid, and then a Mem. So that's what people say, that's where the word Elam comes from. It's either based on a Pasuk or based on a svara, based on what people say, that's where the word elaim comes from. Okay, so far we have only a full cheresh. Sheinu medaber v'eino shomea is pater, but the others will be chayav. We'll have to see if that holds true in the coming lines. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala in Maseches Chagiga. Tomorrow we get into a couple of shas topics, elu ve'elu d'yavir l'kim chayim, related to tomorrow's daf, ein dor yasom, and Hashem will get to that on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.